You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. Although the proverbial coffee doesn't smell nearly as good as the real thing. All right, enough of the cliches. I'm talking about harsh truths that most of us don't want to accept. But if you get these right, life will go much better. Counting down from number 12, you'll have to study your whole life. Making it through school and college was tough, I know. All that reading, cramming, sleepless nights, don't remind me. Well, it ain't over just because you got that diploma and finally found a job. To be a really valuable expert in your field, you have to always be ready to learn something new and continue to beef up your qualifications. If you want that promotion at work, you may have to sign up for some professional courses. Besides, technology is advancing so fast that your profession might disappear in the nearest future. So you better have a plan B for what to study next, just in case. Number 11. Your problems don't mean a thing to your employer. No one is going to treat you differently at work just because you're taking care of a sick relative or you have three kids to work your schedule around. Everybody has their own problems and personal situation. You're not unique in this sense. The cold truth is that when you're employed, your job is to bring some profit to the company. Your work has to be done on time, even if you got to bed late because your adopted shelter dog was barking all night. If you think that you have some privileges over others because of your personal circumstances, then don't be surprised if you get replaced by someone who doesn't always have some excuse, no matter how admirable it is, as to why they were late or didn't finish that project before the deadline. Number 10. Your parents aren't always right. As we grow up, we stop treating our parents' words and actions as an unquestionable truth. At some point, we realize that moms and dads are just ordinary people with their own flaws, bad habits, and thoughts that aren't always pure wisdom. Plus, you'll probably notice they can make some mistakes too. But hey, let's take some pressure off the parents. Try to be more understanding of them. They tried to do the best they could. And remember, if you have kids, they'll eventually understand this about you, too. Number 9. Body positivity doesn't mean the absence of self-care.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Of course, there's nothing wrong with the body positivity movement. It teaches us to treat other people with respect, regardless of their appearance, and to feel comfortable in our own skin instead of trying to achieve those perfect and most likely Photoshopped bodies you see on social media and TV. But letting your body positivity threaten your health is never an option. I could quote all kinds of studies that link obesity with heart disease, diabetes, shorter lifespan, and whatnot. But a quick internet search will give you all the proof you need. Love yourself, but also take care of yourself, because your health and well-being should always be priority number one. You can eat healthy, nutritious meals and exercise without trying to achieve the body of an Instagram model. You can be the best version of yourself, and that's the real truth. Speaking of looking your best, number 8. Appearance does matter. Although they say you shouldn't, the cold hard fact is that people do judge a book by its cover. Forbes, Business Insider, and tons of others quote the same statistic. You have 7 seconds to make a first impression. That doesn't sound like a lot of time for people to get to know you. Even if you have a rich inner world and a heart of gold, if you look unkempt, that's the impression you'll make, both in your personal and professional life. So, if you want to get a good job or a second date, you have to accept the fact that your appearance can either make or break your chances. If you have an inappropriate outfit or unkempt hair, this person probably won't call you back. Number 7. Friends will stop inviting you out if you keep flaking on them. It's totally fine to skip a get-together with friends if you prefer to enjoy the night in or if you feel too tired after a stressful work week. But if you keep flaking all the time, your friends will just assume that you're not interested in hanging out with them and they'll stop inviting you. I mean, if you have no time for them, then why should they bother? The good news is that you can fix this situation if your friends have already given up on you. Show them that you actually care and want to spend time with them by planning your own outing and inviting everyone to your get-together. Number 6. No one will appreciate your sacrifices. Do you always take it upon yourself to rescue anyone who's in trouble or needs help? Well, that's very noble and generous of you. But if you think that people will treat you better because of this fact, then I got some bad news for you. You weren't obliged or asked to help others, so why wait for something in return? No one actually needs your sacrifices, and more often than not, people feel awkward and even annoyed by such obtrusiveness. Number 5. You are defined by your own personal choices. It's really that simple. You're the only person who's responsible for your actions or what kind of life you have. If you don't know French, that's because you didn't learn it. If your partner takes you for granted, that's because you let them. It's no one's fault that you didn't move to the city you've always wanted to live in or that you didn't build the career of your dreams. But hey, there's still time to turn it around and start working towards your goals. It's all up to you. Author George Eliot said, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." So decide and get to it. Number 4. There's always someone better than you. Yup, understanding this one is one of the biggest blows to your self-esteem. But it's impossible to ignore the fact that there are people who are younger, smarter, and better than you in this or that aspect. Getting old and seeing your face and body change over time might upset you. But there's nothing else that can be done about that except for welcoming those changes with your head held high. Remember, you can be the best version of yourself, not other people. Number 3. Guess what? You're not the center of the universe. Hey, another shocker here. Of course, it's part of human nature to think that everything that happens around us has something to do with us. Your partner looks sad and doesn't feel like talking much. So you immediately assume they're getting ready to leave you. But slow down. Maybe your significant other just had a bad day at work, or their favorite houseplant just died or something. Your boss still hasn't replied to your email with some work-related ideas? No, it doesn't mean that those ideas are trash. It's quite possible that your boss just hasn't had enough time to get to it. Speaking of bosses...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number 2. You won't get a special prize for overtime. Has your boss ever overloaded you with work that isn't exactly under your responsibility? Most people react with either, "That's not my job," or, "Wow, the boss really trusts me and values my professional skills." Sorry to disappoint anyone in that second group, but it usually just happens because your boss sees you as a workhorse. And since you never say no to working extra hours, your boss starts thinking that you actually enjoy these additional tasks. But my bet is that you don't really. So don't put yourself under such huge pressure that doesn't do your mental or physical health any good, and don't expect to be praised the way your teachers did back in school. And number one, a relationship isn't the key to happiness. Now don't get me wrong, relationships can be wonderful and fulfilling if you find the right person. But before you decide that you're ready to find someone to share your life with, you should learn to be happy on your own. If you're not happy when you're single, you won't be happy in a relationship. Healthy relationships need two assertive grown-ups who don't think that their partner has to make them feel better all the time. Besides, there's so much more to life than being someone's other half. It's totally okay if you want to focus on your career, bettering yourself, traveling, or developing meaningful relationships.